U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni begins his third peace mission to the Middle East later today, seeking to end the violence of the past 17 months. But the killing continues. What appeared to be a remote-controlled bomb went off today near an Israeli tank in Gaza, killing three Israelis. Palestinian hospital officials said four Palestinians were killed by Israeli fire in the West Bank city of Ramallah, which remains under the control of the Israeli army. The office of Israel's Prime Minister, Ariel Sharon, announced today the army will begin a phased withdrawal from the city, according to what it termed operational needs. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
General Zinni arrives in the Middle East during Israel's most wide-ranging incursion into the West Bank and Gaza Strip since Israel occupied the territories in the 1967 war. Israeli tanks and troops are in Ramallah, Bethlehem, and Qalqilya, and all other cities in the West Bank are surrounded. Palestinian analyst Rassan Khatib says a ceasefire is impossible under the current conditions.
Is it going to be a ceasefire while that will leave the Israeli tanks occupying the houses and the neighborhoods and the hospitals and leaving the life of the Palestinians like this? I mean, is ceasefire simply freezing the unbearable situations that the Israeli army is putting the Palestinians under? If this is the ceasefire, then it will not work.
Israeli officials expressed similar skepticism. Dori Gold, an advisor to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, says Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has repeatedly promised a ceasefire but never delivered.
That story has replicated itself at least on nine separate occasions. So there are Israelis who question whether a 10th ceasefire effort or an 11th ceasefire effort or a 12th with Arafat is going to work. President Bush is interested in seeing that we reach a ceasefire at this time. The Prime Minister has said he's always interested in trying to achieve a ceasefire, so we'll go the extra mile, we'll try and make it work, but the recent experience we've had with Arafat ceasefires has not been very promising.
Despite the skepticism, Israeli newspapers say Zinni could succeed. Both the influential Haaretz and the mass-circulation daily Yedioth Ahronot today predict that Sharon will accept an immediate ceasefire call from Zinni and that the fighting could end before the weekend. Israeli and Palestinian analysts say both sides are looking for a way out. In the past 2 weeks, at least 160 Palestinians and close to 60 Israelis have been killed, the highest two-week toll since the fighting began in September of 2000. Palestinian analyst Rassan Khatib says most of the Palestinian fighters will obey an order from Arafat to stop attacks on Israelis, but he says Arafat won't ask them to stop without something tangible in return.
If he will ask his people to cease fire while the Israelis are continuously shooting and assassinating and encouraging and demolishing houses, which is the case now, I don't think he will have a point. And I don't think if he makes such request, anybody will listen to him. And that's why I wouldn't believe that he would make such a request anyhow.
On the Israeli side, the public as well as the government is divided. Yesterday, according to the Israeli media, Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer threatened to resign over Sharon's deepening of the Israeli incursion into Ramallah. At the same time, hardliners in the Israeli government believe Sharon is being too soft on the Palestinians. Dori Gold says Israel's first priority is to stop Palestinian attacks on Israelis.
There isn't a coffee shop or a movie theater or a mall that Israelis feel safe to go to since we've had day in and day out attacks against those types of targets by suicide bombers.
Later today, Anthony Zinni will meet Sharon, Ben-Eliezer, and Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres. Tomorrow, he's expected to meet Palestinian security officials and Yasser Arafat. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.